So it was the first day on the job for this brand new lawyer. He'd articled, he was now fully qualified to serve as a lawyer. And as he's at his desk, a prospective client comes into the room and he thinks, oh, I better look busy. So he picks up the phone and he starts talking. And he says something like this. Look, Harry, about that amalgamation deal, no, I think I'd better go down there myself to the factory. No, I do not think $3 million is going to cover it. And can you make sure that Roger from Vancouver is there to meet us? Okay, I'll speak to you again later. And he hangs up the phone and now turns to his prospective client. And he says, hello, welcome. What can I do for you? And the man says, you can't do anything for me. I'm here to connect the phone. Well, in today's gospel, Jesus speaks in such a way that he catches us in that game where we are looking for human respect, just like this young lawyer. He appeared to have it all together. He was fully qualified. He was here kind of working this amalgamation deal, but in fact, it was all a facade. There was no sincerity. Jesus has a way of asking questions that sometimes gently and other times he knocks really, really firmly, is trying to open up our heart's door to deeper ponderings. And he asks us the question, can a blind person lead a blind person? Of course, the image is bizarre. One blind person leading another blind person, they're both going to fall into the pit. And he says that this is so often how people are living their lives. One person blindly showing another person to nowhere. And so Jesus asks us, who's leading me? Are we being led by our own blindness or that of others? You see, Jesus wants to be our eyes. Jesus wants us to learn to see what he sees in others, in the circumstances of their lives, in the circumstances of our own lives. He wants us to see God's action in life, in the world. And so, perhaps today, the Holy Spirit would ask each of us the question to ask Jesus the question, Jesus, where do I need you to heal my blindness? He goes on to say that no student is superior to his teacher. And thankfully, we have the best teacher of all, Jesus Christ. And what a grace it is that you have chosen in your lives, in part because you come to Mass daily and for those who participate through the live stream, in a very intentional and purposeful way, it's your desire to want to become a little bit more like Jesus each day. To respond to the world, to respond to others in such a way that his mercy, his kindness will show. And the idea that we want to be like Jesus, that we want to grow to more fully represent him by how we're living our lives, leads us to reflect on this very beautiful image that he gives us. How easy it is for us to see the splinter in another person's eye, but we do not see the beam in our own eye. And there's something that happens in our lives when we allow Jesus to be the divine physician of my soul, when we allow for Jesus to help us to see in a new way. That reading that Alfredo did from St. Paul's letter to Timothy is a beautiful example of what happened in the life of St. Paul to allow for Jesus to be the one who leads. Remember, this is 1 Timothy. This is one of Paul's last letters. This is St. Paul, the mature Christian who has followed Christ for 25 or more years. And what he does so beautifully is he hearkens back to that time when he was the blind leading the blind, where he headed off to Damascus to round up those Christians and to bring them back to Jerusalem and to make sure they got what they had coming to them. In a way, he was like our young lawyer. He was another lawyer. He was a lawyer of the Pharisaical law. And he didn't know that Jesus actually wanted to connect Saul's phone to heaven so that Saul would become St. Paul and live his life in a new way. And it's so striking what he says in this reading. Let me just quote part of it again when he speaks about his life of blindness. He says, "Formerly I was a blasphemer, a persecutor, a man of violence." And as we know from the story, he became literally blind, and his literal blindness represented his spiritual blindness. But what happened in the life of this man? It's so beautiful how he puts it. "But I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief." Now remember what I said a minute ago. This is one of Paul's last letters. So he's now recalling something that had happened 25 or more years earlier. And what has happened in the life of this man over the course of the succeeding decades is what he says next. "And the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with faith and love that are in Christ Jesus." What an amazing thing happens in the life of a person when we say, "I don't want to be in the lead anymore, Jesus, because to do that is the blind leading the blind. I want to discover what it is to allow you to lead." And when that happens, as St. Paul so beautifully says, "the grace of our Lord overflowed for me." And that's at the heart of how to live in a world like this. Remember what he said at the beginning of the reading, "To Timothy, my loyal child in the faith." Isn't that great? My loyal child in the faith. You, beloved brothers and sisters, are with me loyal children in the faith. And Jesus is our big brother. And what does Paul say to Timothy? "Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ." Thanks be to God that Jesus enters into the room, not to connect the phone, but to connect the line of grace, so that with St. Paul, you and I can spend the rest of our lives reflecting on what Jesus has done, what he is doing, and what he will do. And as we discover more and more this way of living, our lives will be characterized less by trying to impress other people and live trustingly, allowing Jesus Christ to lead. Let us pray. Jesus, I open my heart before you. You see the beams that keep me from seeing what you see, and you are the brother who has the power to remove those beams. Enlighten my mind and strengthen my heart to act on what you show me in this moment, at this Eucharist, and in the circumstances of my life. I ask you for the grace to see with your eyes, to see with your heart, and to say, "Jesus, you lead, and I will follow." Amen.